I saw this story and then I couldn't find it, so I just Googled something that one should never Google at work.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Which was Gwyneth Paltrow, Rob Lowe, and then a two-word phrase that ends in job that I cannot say on the air.
Yeah.
Guess what? It came up.
Yep.
So I may be flagged and not be able to use the internet for 6 months, but right now I do have this story in front of me. I guess Gwyneth Paltrow revealed that Rob Lowe's wife, who's Cheryl Burkoff, I don't know who she is, but she's a makeup artist, explained to her how to, how do we say this in a way that you can...
Treat her husband.
Well, yeah, but it's more specific than that.
Yep. Can we use it with, like, emojis?
How to... No, because what I was just going to say was definitely not...
Yep.
Yeah. How to polish the eggplant.
Okay, fine. True. Ooh. That's good. Okay.
Okay. I just never thought I'd say polish the eggplant on the air. I'm not 100% sure that that's better than just saying what we're talking about.
That's why I was thinking prepare, but if you, hey, you're the boss.
So anyway, and then she learned, she got some tips.
I mean, it's a very common thing.
Okay, so you say that, but I don't know. Well, first of all, I don't think it's common that women do that.
No.
I think a lot of women don't do that.
Yeah. Correct. I mean...
Which is a shame, because I think that would make, you know...
Oh, it's fine.
Marriages a lot better, but, you
sure.
know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's my advice from a gay guy to straight people. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So, But back to the learning, the passing along the lessons on, you know, polishing technique.
Right. My God. I don't know if that's even better, but okay.
Does this happen? Is this something that women, like, discuss? Like,
each
other tips?
Yes. And I'm being very honest. I even put a poll up and it's 70%, 77% no. However,
well,
I think
it's still early in the morning.
That's true. I forgot it's still early in the morning. I think when women get together...
Wait, 77% said no what? No, they don't get
no,
tips
they
from
don't
each other?
Give tips from each other.
Okay.
But I think that's not correct. When women get together, and especially they have a couple drinks and it's like a girls' weekend, your relationship in the bedroom with your partner is brought up. Those types of things are always brought up. And not always, but like a good amount of time they are. Yeah, I think it's like you give tips on like, hey, I don't know how to do this. Oh, well, this is how I do it. I mean, let's just be honest. I'm not going to beat around the bush anymore. One of my best friends.
That's the expression you use.
It's better than polish the eggplant.
Did we get that? Hold on. I'm going to need that clip. Polish the eggplant. Okay. Okay, continue.
So yeah, so here I go, another story that I'm going to regret later, but when I was a late bloomer when it came to
relations, sex.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I wasn't sure. So one of my best friends was like, I was like, "Yeah, but what does this mean? Like, how do you do this?" And so we had a night where she was just like, "Okay." So,
how old were you?
Probably like 25.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So she was like, all right, I'll show you, like, this is one position. I'm like, oh. And then she would, like, show me how to do it. I'm like, this is not comfortable in any way. So anyways, I think it's normal, you know, and then we have the adult toy parties. Yes, I think it's a thing that women, we talk about.
Wait, the toy parties?
Oh, yeah, they're so fun.
How often do you attend these?
I haven't attended one in years, but, like, in my 20s.
Wait, what does this entail? You get together and is it like a Yankee swap?
No, you have a girl comes to the house and you have like your friends over and there's cocktails and snacks. And then she shows you different toys that you can buy.
Like Tupperware with penises?
Yes, that's exactly what it's like, a Tupperware party.
Oh.
And then you like go the order form and you go in a separate room and order what you want. Because like if you want the whips and chains, you don't want to tell your friend that you want the whips and chains.
Wait, I mean, maybe you could get whips and chains too?
I mean, yeah.
Whatever happened to just going to the back room at the shop downtown or something?
Well, you could do that too, but it's way more fun when you can do it on a Friday with your girls.
And you have some champagne and stuff.
It's like a reason to get your friends together and not
And then you have the toy saleswoman.
The toy saleswoman.
Does she just go town to town?
She goes house to house.
Or is this like, what are those makeup things where you become a spokesperson for like...
She's like the Avon lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so another one of those. It starts with an A or something. Arbonne, maybe?
Oh, Arbonne.
Arbonne,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like the Arbonne lady.
It's like the Arbonne lady.
Yeah, Arbonne. Yes! Yep.
Yeah, I'm here from Arbonne.
Yeah. That's going to be a new...
I'm going to bring the box. Yeah. Four cases of options here.
And it's true. Lots of options.
I don't think you can have an Arbonne party in COVID-19 era.
No.
No.
Probably be Zoom. Which then would maybe be more like porn. Ugh.
Yeah, that's called a chat room.
I instantly...
When a woman is sitting there holding up the options...
Here, that's... I got this one!
Right.
What else you got in that bag of tricks?
Well, it's not called a bag of tricks.
No.
But
no.
It rhymes with that.
Yes, it does.